Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 98. And you know what? It's going to be great. I already can tell. I can tell. Our vibe is like so good right now.
Yeah. No, seriously. We were like, we need to start recording because we're just cracking ourselves up over here.
Save it for the pod. Save it for the pod. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. 2 weeks away from, is it 2 weeks or, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically three, I guess, because episode 100 will be the third week, but yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. So yeah, keep sending your suggestions on what we should include in our 100th episode. We already got a couple suggestions, mm-hmm. So thank you, but keep them coming. Because we want to give you guys what you want to hear. Like, you're the ones who have to listen to this, okay? We don't even necessarily have to listen to this episode.
Yeah, I mean, do we listen? I don't know.
We have listened, kind of. Yeah, no, seriously, tell us what you want to hear. Anything, literally. You can literally type us an essay and I will read it.
Sure. Yeah. You got some poetry you've been, you know, trying to get out there?
Yeah.
Send it our way.
Oh my God. Songs. I'm so good at singing.
We'll just make episode 100 like a talent show and everyone can just submit something.
Oh my God.
We don't even appear at all on it.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think the listeners would love that. Oh my God, that's hysterical. So yeah, 100th episode coming up. Give us some ideas, anything.
You can email us, eveningboozehour@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram @eveningboozehour and Twitter @eveningbooze. So, and you know, we always get, like, I think so far the most of the suggestions have come from our Patreon saints. And I was going to say, we always get great suggestions from our Patreon saints. So if you want to become a special person like them, you can donate on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. There's over 40 episodes of Confidential Confessions, which is our little fun mini episode that we record after these regular episodes when we're already a little tipsy, and only Patreons can listen to those, so it's very exclusive.
So exclusive.
It's like trying to get into the Taco Bell hotel. It's that exclusive.
We are the equivalent of the Taco Bell hotel.
They are
so
really
true,
fun.
Though.
And they're really fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Evening Booze Hour or patreon.com/eveningboozehour, and you can also buy your merch at threadless.com/eveningboozehour. And yeah, but we just want to hear from you. We love you. Become a Patreon saint. Come on and do a story with us. We would love to mix it up and like hear about some new random local stories that we wouldn't hear like otherwise. So
absolutely. What are you drinking tonight? Let's just get to it.
I am drinking a deal. I am not drinking a Truly this week. Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker. I know you all are shocked.
I'm so relieved.
I did have Truly this weekend, though, like on Friday, I think. And I tried the mango one, and it was so good.
Oh, really? Yeah, I heard that one was good. I don't think I've even tried, like, this year's edition, because I drank it so much last summer that all I can think of is like those flavors.
I feel like maybe it's just like really big here this summer. Like, I don't remember it being that big last summer, or maybe I just like didn't care about being a fat slob last summer, you know, so like I wasn't paying attention.
Like, seltzers were like huge here last summer.
Yeah, I feel like it's so, like, on the West Coast where I am, Kate's on the East Coast, like it just became a big thing this summer. So yeah, I'm like always discovering new flavors.
Wow. Normally, like, California's ahead, but I guess in the spiked seltzer world.
I mean, maybe I'm just behind. I mean, that's usually the case.
You're just, you know, you're behind. No big deal. Exactly. No big deal. I really want to hear what you have for news stories if you're that behind.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, yeah, I did have to kind of
like,
get creative.
You hear Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise got divorced.
What? Divorce? They just got married, I thought. Oh, God. But anyway, so I am drinking this. I didn't even say what I was drinking, did I? I just went on a Truly rant. I am drinking this Barefoot Spritzer, like the Barefoot Wine Company. It's in a can, and it is a crisp white wine with aromas of pear and apple, and it was only $2.29, so I picked up two of them. I'm going to try the Moscato later on, but wanted to start with this one.
Yeah, they're cute too. They're like little, they're more discreet, I feel like. I went up to Maine this past week and they were selling those same things at the Rite Aid, and we got two of them, two different raspberry flavors. I had the raspberry pineapple and it was like super sugary. It was good, but it was like definitely a sugary sweet drink.
Yeah, this one's pretty sweet, so I'm wondering how the Moscato is going to be.
Yeah, I was going to drink the other one. I think it was just like regular raspberry or something tonight, but I was like, no, instead I'll just get like my chalice of red wine, bringing it back to the old days. So it's funny that you were drinking that same thing, because I was like thinking about maybe I'll drink this, but I only had one left and I was like, yeah, I'll save it.
Yeah.
Save it.
Nice. Are you drinking out of your goblet? You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your Game of Thrones cup. Goblet. Yeah.
My Khaleesi chalice, if you will. Don't know what that means.
Nope. No idea.
You know Khaleesi.
She's the dragon lady, right?
Yes.
Okay.
See? It's like you basically watch it.
That's right. That's all I need to know. She's not married to a Jonas. That's all I know.
Oh my God. We should add that to our drinking game.
Not being
game
married
of Thrones
to a,
references.
Oh, I was like, not being married to a Jonas brother? It's yeah, maybe, because there's three of them and they're all like married now. So
funny. All we talk about is the Joe Bros. Oh my God. Speaking of drinking games, what are the rules? Because I never know.
Thank you for the reminder. I only sometimes remember to say the rules. But if you are listening and it is your first time, we do have a drinking game. So take a sip anytime we have a story about or out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangs Out China. Anytime there's a distraction, because we record at home, so like pets, kids, husbands, anything, you know, natural disasters, whatever. Internet outages, you never know. Take a sip. Take a sip anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we say the word literally, anytime we talk about Nick Cage, have the Nick Cage rage / love, which, spoiler alert, we're definitely talking about Nick Cage this episode. So get ready to drink.
Yeah. Listen up. Oh, my God. And we added David Duchovny, right?
Well, and yes, and also Ben Affleck's back tattoo. We've added David Duchovny, we've added Canada, and we still keep Ben Affleck's back tattoo on there because it's too monstrous not to.
Yeah, you know, we haven't heard anything this summer. He must not be out on the beach.
He must be like in Australia where it's winter or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe he's like only does winters now, so like he lives in the southern hemisphere during the summer.
Yeah, he can only do that with that tattoo. But
you want to see it.
Nothing against tattoos. I have an embarrassing like back tattoo, but like it's not, doesn't cover my entire back.
His is bad, and he's not like, I don't know, just doesn't fit his personality. No. I don't think.
No, it's like, very, you know how some people cry for help
and you're like, you're just trying. Yeah. But like other people, you're like, yeah, that's like awesome, and you're like, you know, they did it like not to try to be cool or something.
Yeah. No, he's trying.
Anyway.
Because we know Ben Affleck so well and his personality.
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of beaches and tattoos.
Yes.
Well, not really tattoos, but.
You need to give us an update.
Tatted up people on the beach. So I was in Maine, like I was saying. And we did a story last week about a seagull.
Yeah, you had a task. Seagulls. You had a research experiment to perform on your vacation.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently, if you stare seagulls down, like stare them in the eye, they are less likely to, like, try to get your food, or they're supposed to just, like, kind of stop in their tracks, basically, and be so, like, freaked out by you staring at them that they are just, like, whatever. Doesn't work.
Okay.
At least for the seagulls. Okay. So this year the beach was so packed, like, I couldn't believe, I mean, and probably for people who have actually been to, like, packed beaches, it wasn't even that bad, but for what I'm used to, and we go to the same spot every single year in Maine, from what I'm used to, it was so packed.
Wow.
So we were literally just saying how, like, oh my God, there's, like, no seagulls around, so there's, like, so many people.
Yeah, you would think that would mean, like, they're not more even... seagulls.
Right, or they're just, like, more spread out or something. I don't know. So we were, like, literally just thinking, like, oh, weird. Like, there, I don't even think I've seen, like, a seagull near us other than, like, flying in the air. So cut to us eating our lunch, tuna sandwiches on the beach. Literally, my mom has, like, two bites left. She's has her arm on the chair, like, bent up a little bit, you know, mere inches from her face.
Oh, God.
To take another bite.
Oh, my God.
Seagull. And I don't know if, like, Maine seagulls are different, but they're huge. They are huge.
They are just, and like, flying seagull. Rats. It's so gross.
Comes out of nowhere, takes what's left of my mom's tuna fish sandwich in her hand, and just flies away with it. In the meantime, drops a little crumb.
It, like, touched, like, your mom.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. She's like, ah, like, nipped my finger.
Oh, God.
Meantime, it's just, like, crumble, like, little crumbles were left on the ground, and a whole, like, horde of seagulls comes and, like, tries to get the last little, like, crumbs right near my mom. We're trying to stare them down.
Stare them down. Yeah.
Yeah. No. They weren't looking at us. Oh, they didn't even notice we were there.
I mean, it and could then, be the type of seagulls, because that research was in Great Britain. So I don't know. Maybe Maine ones are tough.
Yeah. They could give zero fucks what you're doing. Although my 3-year-old then proceeded to grab a shovel and, like, run after them. We were like, yeah.
Yeah, like, that works too. Yeah. When staring doesn't work, just chase them with a shovel.
You're just screaming at them, running after them with a shovel. So he was our seagull protector. So if you want to rent him out for your next beach trip, let me know. Oh, but I was also going to say, like, every time I go to the beach or, like, see the ocean or whatever, I'm always like, there are the weirdest freaking creatures in the ocean. Like, if you watch Blue Planet or
Planet Earth,
just, like,
yeah,
Planet Earth, yeah, has, like, stuff in the ocean.
Ocean creatures, like, freak me out.
Yeah,
one of my greatest fears.
Yeah, and the ocean covers, like, more of the earth than land. There's obviously no way we know of all the creatures in the ocean.
And we've never been, like, down deep enough. Like, no one knows where it ends.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I love the ocean. Like, I live in San Diego. I go to the beach, like, a lot. But, yeah, I don't really get into super deep, you know, like, well, first of all, the water's super cold here anyway. So it's rare that I get in. Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's because, like, I don't know what's out there, you know.
I know. It's super creepy. So the second day we're at the beach, there was this, like, fin, you could see. Probably, ooh, I would say 100 yards into the water.
Oh, my God, that's so scary.
So it was, like, far enough where you're, like, had to squint, but you're, like, there's definitely something there. So it was, like, a weird fin, though. It was, like, weird movement. So then I was like, no, it's somebody's head, and then, like, they have flippers on, and they're just, like, scuba diving. Because it was, like, the fin would kind of, like, flop. I don't know. It was just, like, so weird. I was like, that's not an animal. And there was, like, a paddle boarder who went out to, like, check it out. And then he was, like, just gone, like, the next thing I knew. So.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
So what happened to him? And then there was a guy who took his canoe out because it was out there for, like, a long time.
Was it just staying in the same spot? And, it wasn't, like, moving around?
No,
like, swimming?
It was drifting. It okay. was drifting, you know, from the left to the right. So it was, like, with the current, kind of. Going, so I'm like, it has to be a person. If it was a fish, it wouldn't just hang out there for that long.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, no, that's an animal. Like, that, it's definitely something. And I'm like, no, there's no way. There's no way people would be, like, paddleboarding up to it and, like, canoeing up to it, whatever. So I was 100% convinced that it was a person. And you couldn't tell me otherwise. So my husband ended up running into the guy who canoed out there, okay. or kayaked, and he was like, yeah, what was that? He's like, oh, it was a sunfish.
Ooh,
okay,
what's that?
What you're doing right now, just stop everything and Google sunfish.
Doing it.
Sunfish.
I've never even heard of this. Ew.
Look,
oh,
how
my
huge
God.
They are.
It's huge.
Those are prehistoric, right?
Definitely prehistoric. How would you even know what that is, like, to know that that's a sunfish?
I don't know.
Ew.
That's what I wanted to know.
Like, are these common?
And, like,
oh, my God. Here's one of a person next to it. And it's bigger than the person.
Perfect. Yeah. It's, like, two people high, and it's, like, just, like, a circle.
I'm gonna go vomit. Ew, this person is, like, face to face with it. It's so gross.
Yeah. So, apparently, this is what was out there, and it had been out there, like, a couple days before, and, like, I guess, like, got close to somebody or something. I don't know. So, anyway, that's just, like, my PSA.
But it wasn't dead. It was alive. They just, like, bobble around, looking fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Ew.
And so I think it's more, like, sideways, and that's why it's fin. Because I was like, no animals, like, fins are like that. Like,
oh my God,
work
I'm
like that.
Never
it was just so
going in the ocean.
And the water in Maine is, like, dark too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, clear water. You can't see. Like, it's dark. But so then I found something because I was like, oh, my God, like, I must have been looking up, like, sunfish and, like, weird ocean shit, because a news story that popped up was how apparently dolphins use pufferfish to, like, get high.
Oh, dolphins are so smart.
They really are. So,
and of course they use pufferfish to get high. What other?
Yeah, exactly. It makes so much sense. So, you know, the pufferfish releases a potent, like, defensive chemical, like, toxin thing,
right,
when after they feel threatened. So the dolphin will, like, swim up to the pufferfish and, like, kind of poke at it to make it feel threatened, mm-hmm, so that the pufferfish releases this toxin.
Oh, my God.
And, like, and gets, like, kind of spaced out, I guess.
That is so funny.
Yeah, and they caught it on a BBC doc series, so I don't think it's, like, out yet, but I'm like, this explains dolphin rake, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Crazy.
Yeah, but although maybe it mellows them out when they feel all rapey, like.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's, like, the one antidote. Oh, maybe there's, like, maybe are pufferfish, like, endangered and there's not enough around, and that's why all the dolphins are, like, all super close to humans now?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I mean, you're asking me this.
I'm like, right? You're
let
like,
me,
no.
Let me just do a quick Google search.
But anyway, so dolphins are weird. Animals are weird, especially in the ocean.
Yeah, let's just say they're endangered. I don't know if they are, but let's just say all animals are, so.
I mean, yeah, we should.
I mean, general rule of thumb,
yeah, if
all animals are
endangered.
So good.
Oh my god, that is really funny. I did not know that. I love that. Dolphins, you're so funny. You
yeah,
crack me up.
Dolphins, you do you. You do you. Whatever you gotta do to make it through the day. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Oh my god.
Do whatever you need to do.
It's hard out there for a dolphin.
Okay. I think we should move on to our news stories. Do you have anything
like
else?
A perfect segue to the story that Shannon sent, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, like, speaking of Maine and sea creatures,
weird sea creatures.
Yeah. So, as you were saying, Shannon, one of our famous patron saints, she sent this story in from her local police blotter, which I think we should all read our local police blotters.
Yes. Right? Oh my gosh. If your newspaper still does one, I mean, you got to always find like the crime beat.
Yeah. There's got to be something because you need to know what's going on.
Support
and if you're, like,
local
now,
journalism.
Yeah. Seriously. Because now, like, everything's on Facebook. Like, police stations are whatever, like, there's, like, a Facebook page
yeah.
for the police department.
And sometimes they do really
so
funny posts, too.
Yeah. Some of them even have, like, social media people. But anyway, so Shannon's local police blotter, there was this hilarious story. This is from Bryan County, and it's, well, okay, let me rewind. Have you ever found anything weird in your mailbox?
Okay, well, yes, not in my mailbox, but one time this mysterious package was sent to us, like it didn't have a name on it or anything, and so we were like, oh, did we order something that we forgot about? So we opened it because, like, there wasn't a name, and I don't know. You know, sometimes, like, with Amazon, it comes in several different shipments, and but this was years ago. And inside this mystery package was a pair of moon boots. Like,
no.
Like
no.
The Napoleon Dynamite moon boots.
That's exactly who I was thinking of. No.
Yeah, and then, like, a few days later, this woman, I guess, I don't think I was home. I don't think she called us. She came to our place. I think she was one of our neighbors, and they had been, like, mistakenly delivered to us, and it was meant for her. So, like, fortunately, we hadn't, like, done anything with it yet, because we were just like, what do we do with these?
Oh, my God. All I want to see is Andy walking around town.
I definitely know I have a picture of them, like, on my Facebook from years ago when it happened, but yeah, it was the most random ass thing, and this woman was just like, yeah, I'm here to pick up, like, my package, like, you know, like, we knew all knew what it was, but she didn't, like, tell us what she was gonna use them for.
Yeah, like, in San Diego, you don't need moon boots, right?
I don't know, in the year 2000 and up, do you need moon boots? I don't know.
Was she going to the moon? Was she an astronaut?
Was she rehearsing an amazing dance routine? Like,
yeah, we need to know.
So,
oh my
yeah.
God, you need to follow up on this. You can make a podcast about this.
It was so random. Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never had anything weird in my mailbox. Nothing. I have no good stories about mailboxes.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, but it's hard. I mean, like, good job, U.S. Postal Service, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well, right. I guess, yeah, that's true. So, obviously, this is a story about something being left in a mailbox. So, this guy in Bryan County, like I said, came home from his vacation and found a dead lobster in his mailbox.
Oh, I feel like that's like a mob sign or something, you know, like sending you dead animals. Yeah. You'll be sleeping with the lobsters.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, that's definitely a saying.
I feel like only the mob uses animals.
Yeah, it's so weird, especially because like lobsters are expensive. And I would imagine the further
Right.
you are from like fresh lobsters, the more expensive they are.
Exactly.
But yeah, so this guy comes home from vacation, finds a dead lobster in his mailbox. The cops are like super smart and figure out that it came from a store because it still had the bands on the claws.
Okay.
Which, like, if you're gonna do it to like attack someone, you know, like who's gonna put their hand in their like dark
Right.
mailbox and then like, oh my God, ew. Could you imagine? Like
That would be
you just
so
get pinched by
scary.
freaking lobsters.
Oh.
So creepy. So he said that his daughter checked the mail the day before and there was like no mail at all. So it had to have been put, you know, put there 24 hours or so, whenever, like between that time. And it's unknown if the lobster was already dead when it was placed in the mailbox. But the guy said he had no idea who left the lobster in his mailbox or why, and he just wanted to request a report to document the incident in case further strange acts occur. And I'm
Yeah.
just like, expensive prank. Expensive
It is.
prank.
Yeah, what are you gonna leave me next? Like
Like,
a diamond ring? Okay.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Seriously. Do some, I mean, like,
It's so weird
right?
though. Like, so no other
A hermit
neighbors,
crab.
got
Yeah.
it. It seems very personal. I wonder like what this man does for a living. Does it have to do with
What's his
lobsters or fine
vacation to
dining?
Maine?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why lobster. It's weird. Like, okay, dead mouse or something.
And yeah, I mean, just I get documenting it, but like, it's not really a crime, is it? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because they have no one to charge
It's
either.
just weird. Yeah, it's just, I mean, like, I don't think it's like defacing his
Unsolved mystery.
property. Yeah.
Unsolved. But isn't it if you like fuck with mailboxes, it's like
Oh, you're
federal.
right. Like a
It's
federal
like a
offense.
federal offense.
That's right.
Also, like, question, do kids still drive around and like swing bats at mailboxes?
I
Is that
bet
still like
in
a thing?
Texas they do. Drink.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. I definitely feel
Yes.
like in some places they do.
Yes. That is so funny. So true. Because I'm like trying to think. No, like kids don't even hang out anymore. They
No,
don't
that's
even
true.
like
Yeah,
hang
they're
out.
just
They're just
like,
like on their phone.
yep, in social media, whatever, on TikTok. But I think some do, for sure. There's just like that white male aggression everywhere.
Everywhere. And I was thinking maybe if the guy had one of those doorbell cameras, he could have caught something on the video.
Right. Well, that's yeah, what I was kind of wondering too, if other neighbors had, received the same things or not. But maybe there needs to be like cameras for your mailboxes now too.
Which, by the way, those things are like the beginning of the end, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely
Like
how
they're
like the
breaking
resistance or whatever is gonna take over.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Like, okay, it's funny to like catch weird things on your porch cam, but like somehow those cameras are gonna turn into your house and then they're gonna start watching everything you do.
Yeah.
But I digress.
And
I
broadcasting it
hate those things.
everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what they're doing with
It
that.
they can talk to the other machines, okay?
Yeah, like smartphones are bad enough. But I mean, I do sympathize with people living in like cities and getting their packages stolen, 'cause like now everything's comes to your door in a package,
Yeah,
everything. You know what I
definitely.
mean? Which, oh, I watched
I mean, like, we
The
could
Comp.
all just be like decent human beings too, sorry to interrupt, and not steal each other's packages.
Yeah, we could do that. I was gonna say I was watching Colin Quinn's newest like stand-up thing on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know he had a new one. I love him.
Yeah, it's makes you think. Like it was
pretty deep. It was really good, though. We were kind of like, eh, should we watch this? I don't know. And then we started it, and we were like, whoa.
Colin Quinn.
Yeah. And we're like, he's so smart. Like, he's
got a lot of good points. I'll have to watch it. I like him. I always liked his weekend updates, because he's just, like, so dry.
Yeah. Okay, so anyhow, this story is from Virginia, so we're down south again. Wait, Virginia's in the south, right?
Drink! Oh. And drink!
Maybe he's from Virginia. He's having, like,
yeah. PTSD. Maybe that's, is that where you're really from, boy?
A little Southern Belle.
I think Virginia is kind of considered the South. Like, I don't know. Or, like, the Mid-Atlantic, maybe. I don't know if you want to get fancy.
Yeah. Let us know. I don't know, like, where... That's just what they're called. Like, they're from the Mid-Atlantic.
I don't
know. If you're from, like...
you're closer Maryland, than I am.
I know. I don't even know what the real... What you should call them. What's the proper name.
Yeah. I mean, Virginia, I think, is South. Maryland, I wouldn't consider South. Unless Maryland is below Virginia, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like whatever south of the Mason-Dixon line, correct? That's like the South.
Sure.
Okay, so residents of over 50 homes in Enrico County woke up to some weird gifts on their front porches and even stranger footage on their porch cams. So these people did actually have the, you know, the doorbell cameras.
Like ring. Is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, and this story came from Amber, too. Amber G., our Kardashian fashion correspondent. But it was also, like, everywhere this week. So, like, I saw it from her, and then it just exploded.
Yeah, it was, like, all over social media. But, yes, thank you. I meant to say that at the beginning. So they had, like, the super strange footage from their, you know, ring cams or whatever. Because some dude... or dudes were wandering onto people's front porches in the middle of the night wearing a jumpsuit and an old TV on their heads and leaving other old TVs as, like, gifts, question mark. Who wants it? Like, you always see on the side of the road, like, people trying to, like, give away their old TV.
And it's, like, the TV with the big, huge back and, you know, how they used to be before a flat screen. I mean, which is perfect if you're going to wear it on your head, I guess. You want that extra room. But no one wants that as a gift.
Otherwise, you'd have to, like, duct tape a freaking flat screen to your head. That sounds really uncomfortable. But, okay, I don't know if you... knew this, but, like, it costs so much money to dispose of old TVs, which I didn't know. My mom was trying to get rid of a bunch of old TVs because, like, we each had our own TVs, like, in our bedrooms, and they were, you know, the ones that went pretty far back. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what those are called. Non-flat screen.
Yeah. Original television.
But without flat screen. But so she wanted to, like, dispose of them, and she had to go to, like, a waste management place and pay to have them take the TV.
Oh my gosh, really? You can't just take it to, like, Goodwill? Yeah.
No, not TVs. They were, like, $50 each.
Wow. So oh my god.
$100 for two TVs to be taken so that they could be disposed of, like, quote unquote, mm-hmm. properly, which now there's a whole thing about, like, recycling is a scam and you think you're helping, but you're not.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard
and
that.
And I'm like,
what?
Everything.
Great. Yeah,
I can't even get to it. It's maybe, like, I'll do a deep dive on that.
Fake news. Like, it's stuff that, like, I'm like, it's not wrong just because you say it's wrong, okay? You know, like, there's, like, science to prove stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because the whole thing is, like, okay, you're recycling, like, your plastic, but do you even know where it's going? Like, well, it could just be being dumped in the ocean.
Yeah.
All together.
It's like, just like, we you don't know where your where organs are going either, you know? We reported on that.
Yeah. Seriously. We need to start asking more questions.
Yes. Everyone.
Everybody needs to ask a few more questions.
Yeah.
And can we do that?
Anytime you donate anything, ask some questions.
Yeah. So anyway, so the police have no idea. But they did, like, of who this was, why they were leaving TVs. But they did help the residents clean up the TVs, thankfully, because that would be so expensive.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, like, maybe it's the people at, like, the waste management place, like, trying to get you to come pay to get rid of the TVs.
Maybe.
Right?
I was thinking, or it was, like, an old guy, or maybe he's not old, but, like, he used to own a TV shop and went out of business because, like, he couldn't keep up with technology. And he just has all these TVs and doesn't want to pay to dispose of them. So he's just, like, giving them to people.
Okay.
Because there is, like, footage of, like, him, like, waving after he's done, like, putting the TV down. So it seems like it's a nice gesture, or, like, he's trying to be friendly. TV man.
Yeah, it's so creepy, though.
It is super, like, creepy.
I would never sleep again. I'm
but
not
that's,
kidding.
Like, I think it's like some TV fanatic guy, because, like, who else would have a fucking TV outfit, like TV head hat?
The, like, even weirder thing is that the same thing happened last August in a different neighborhood in the same, like, area.
Oh my God. He's like a masked crusader.
Like, yeah. Every August, he's like, I got to unload this, like, 50 old TVs.
What does it all mean? Like, what does it mean?
I don't know. It's just so many questions.
Like,
nothing is
why
answered.
Why are there, who
nothing.
Has that many TVs? Who has, like, an outfit, a TV outfit? Who, like, why are they leaving TVs for other people? How does he choose the people who get the TVs?
Right. Yeah. Are you lucky? Are you unlucky? What's happening?
My mind is blown.
So ponder that.
This
ponder
is like one
that.
Of my favorite things of the year, for sure.
It's just so, yeah, we love this. When it's just so weird, no explanation. We need to know.
Like, truth is stranger than fiction. Like, I love it. That is the whole premise of this podcast.
Yeah, this is an embodiment of our podcast.
Yeah. So I'm sure everybody saw that. I'm sure everybody saw that. But yeah, TV man, hero, we didn't know we needed, maybe.
Heroes. Oh my God. So those are my stories. I know I've been rambling.
No, those are great. And thank you to our Patreon saints and VIPs for sending them in. You know, please keep sending us the weird ass stories that you come across. Okay, so I have something for crime time. Before I get into that, I forgot to mention this at the top, but I'm looking at my notes now, and I just wanted to say, I want to say how happy and excited I am that the show Mindhunter is back on Netflix. I just found out it started, like, its second season. It's so well done, and it's all about, like, the beginning of profiling serial killers and how the FBI started that back in, like, the 70s, I think they're in now. But, oh, it's so good. And it was, like, gone for, like, a year and a half while they made the second season. So, yay. If you are looking for a good show to watch now that Handmaid's Tale is over.
I know. Oh, my God. That's the one bad part about binging, is you do have to wait so much longer for, like, a new season.
I know. I do like kind of how Handmaid's Tale makes you wait, and they, like, release one at a time. Or, like, they do three, and then they do one at a time. So it extends it a little bit. But, yeah, so I started watching the first episode, and then the power went out in my house right at a really good part. So I'm going to be finishing that later tonight.
Yes, I have to start it. I haven't started it yet. So, but first season, give it a whirl if you haven't. Super interesting, especially if you're into true crime.
Yes, so. And the guy who plays Ed Kemper is so creepy.
God, he's so good.
It's scary. Yeah.
Every award.
Like, I always have to watch something funny after I watch one of the episodes, because they're just really scary.
Absolutely.
Okay, so into crime time. This story does not involve crime, But when I saw it, I was like, what? It made me like shocked as if it was a crime. And it definitely, you know, is very, the people involved are very famous from a true crime case. So if you haven't heard by now, I know it's Wednesday, Ed Smart, the father of kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart, has announced that he's gay and he's divorcing his wife and leaving the Church of Latter-day Saints. He's Mormon. He lives in Salt Lake City. I was like, what?
Oh, well, anytime you hear about like anyone over the age, because he's pretty old.
Yeah, he's in his 60s, know, like, I think. 64, yeah.
Okay, so like you think of like, especially in our generation, like it's like, okay, you would expect people to come out like in their 20s, if not sooner. Like it's not so much of like a, oh my God thing. So that nowadays, like when people from any older generation than us come out, it's like shocking.
Well, yeah. And that, it's like they have like
lives and, you know, whole lives basically. Yeah, and then lives. Like, crazy. And then you're Mormon on top of it.
Yeah, I think that was why it was so shocking. Like, that this family is just known for their Mormon faith, you know? And then, yeah, like, they live in Salt Lake City, like, pretty conservative. Like, she's so well-known, his daughter, Elizabeth Smart, and her story. And, like, everybody knows, like, her parents from when they were, like, trying to get her found and home safely. Yeah. So it's just, like, you know, they were, like, this epitome of happy family. So then that's, like, shocking, too. But I think you're right. Like, now, and he does talk about this, like, in his statement, you know, he kind of had to, like, determine or decide, am I just going to, like, be in the closet for the rest of my life? Or am I going to come out and be truthful? Because, like, that has its own set of challenges, too. Oh. Obviously, you know, it's going to, like, his family is going to be broken and his marriage is going to be over and all of that. So, like,
when you're Mormon, if you leave the church and your family stays Mormon, like, you cannot stay in contact with them.
Yeah.
And it's the conservative way of it, you know. I don't know if that's true for all people in the Mormon faith, but
yeah,
it's pretty well known. It's like Scientology in that if you leave the church, you're basically saying, okay, I'm cutting out my family.
Yeah, so well, he says he mostly watched in silence for years, as many LGBTQ individuals both in and out of the church have been victims of ridicule, shunning, rejection, and outright humiliation. And Ed Smart said he can no longer deny that, you know, he was numbered among these people. So yeah, like the shunning, like he's definitely had this inner conflict for a really, really long time, you know, with his faith and family. And he's now coming out. You know, I think we're just in a society today where it's a little bit easier to do that than before. But you're right.
I feel safe. No, like, I do have to leave this community, but I know I have, like, a supportive community that I can, like, fall to.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And I think it's a maybe, you know, he's established, he's, you know, he's not like a young kid either who could get kicked out of their home or whatever. So he does have resources and, you know, and I think also you get to a certain point in your life and you're like, if you know this is your truth and you know that's your orientation, like you're like, am I, like he said, like, am I going to just like never live my authentic self?
Yeah. I'll think of Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. It's like you do, you get to a point and it's like, okay, like, life is so short. Do I want to be myself or be somebody else the whole rest of my life?
Yeah, and at that point, you're just living for other people then, too, you know? So, but, yeah, so he said that leaving his wife, Lois, you know, has been excruciatingly painful, and he apologized for causing that pain. He also said that while his religion has been a major part of his life and a great blessing, as an openly gay man, the church is not a place where I can find solace any longer. So definitely leaving both. But like, for those of you who might not remember, or might have been too young to remember, I don't know if we have anyone who, like we said, listens who's under 30.
Young millennials and Gen Zers.
So, like, Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped as a young girl, and she was in captivity for 9 months before someone in Sandy, Utah recognized her on the streets. And, like, she was wearing this crazy outfit, too, to conceal her identity. Yeah. It was kind of like just, like recognized her eyes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Basically, you could just see her eyes. And that is incredible, because I always think when they show these pictures, like, or like Amber Alerts, I'm like, I would never. You try to like keep it in your mind for, you know, just maybe in case
you just see something off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
so crazy.
Oh,
yeah. Such an amazing story.
Oh, it's such an amazing story. Yeah, I look it up. She is like an incredible person. She is now works as like a victim's advocate, and her dad has too, you know, so they've kind of gone on and taken this horrible tragedy and, you know, done it to help other people, turned it around. She's 31 now. She's married and has 3 kids. So she's happy living life and giving back. But she did issue a statement about her parents' separation and divorce.
Oh.
So she said, "While I'm deeply saddened by their separation, nothing can change my love and admiration for them both. Their decisions are very personal. As such, I will not pass judgment, and rather am focusing on loving and supporting them and the other members of my family."
Wow. That's got to be something. Like, if you were born in the, you know, in the Mormon faith, that's, like, all you know. And then it's, like, of course, you know, if you grew up in, like, a healthy home and family, like, of course you love your father.
Yeah. But you hurt for your mom, too, you know? Like, we saw that, I think, with the Kardashians, for sure. Yeah.
But it's such a hard place to be in. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I mean, her statement's really respectful. I just think it's crazy that because her case was so huge, she and her family now are public figures. Like, it's been years since her case, you know, but here she is having to issue a statement about her father's personal life because of that's the impact of her case. And, you know, fortunately, she was found alive, and it's just, like, so incredible. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to go look up every Elizabeth Smart documentary on Oxygen after this.
I know. That is something I'll never tire of hearing. Like, that insane story. And because it is so, like, you know she made it through, so it's like...
Right. It's not, like, totally terrifying.
Right. It's just such a good survivor story.
Oh, yes.
It's great.
Yeah. So, you know what, Ed Smart, I say, you do you, girl, and welcome to the family, and hopefully you are happy and you have the support that you... you know, are looking for, and that you can just, like, live the rest of your life happy and healthy and just be a good person.
Yeah, right?
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, it can be good people. Come on.
Not just stealing each other's packages. Number one on the list, okay?
No. Not leaving lobsters in mailboxes. Yes. Come on. Not, like, throwing crocodiles into drive-thru windows.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyone?
Why is the list so long? It shouldn't be that long, but it is. Okay, so I have a story next that I guess I put it under Animal Kingdom. You know, I don't know if it really fits under there, but when I don't know about you, but when I am struggling looking for stories, I sometimes have to, like, blur the lines a little of journalism and head on over to the Mirror, the London-based Mirror. Yeah. For a good story that may or may not be true, but is always guaranteed to be weird. 50-50.
50-50.
So I'm scrolling the Mirror because I'm, like, kind of desperate. And I see this story and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, we've definitely talked about, like, Bigfoot and Sasquatch on here. We've definitely talked about aliens. We've talked about the ghosts so much, you know, all these weird things. But we haven't, I don't think... correct me if I'm wrong, talked about the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know if we have.
It may have come up, like...
in one of those other stories?
It could have come up... Yeah. Like, briefly within a story.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah. Not generally. Okay, no. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Well,
I'm intrigued.
You know, it's the mirror, so they're in Great Britain. So Nessie is nearby, and there was a sighting, okay, right? Every now and then there are these Nessie sightings. So
it was a sunfish. It was just a sunfish. Calm down.
Oh my gosh.
Calm down, everybody.
You're so true. That's it. I don't even need to do the story. Mystery solved. There is no Loch Ness monster.
Contact the mirror. Myth debunked. It's cool.
Oh my god. Okay, so this sighting happened online. So there's an official like webcam for I'm not what? Gonna know how to say I like the name of the bay. It's like Urquhart Bay in Scotland.
Okay, Google it. You'll find it.
It's Loch Ness, you know, but it's called Urquhart Bay. And this guy was watching the official webcam from Hong Kong. So he's 6,000 miles away. Yes, when he saw a dark, large object swim across the bay. And he, like, did, like, screenshots of it.
Are you kidding me? Okay. This is what I'll be doing this evening.
Yeah. No, check it out. So
all evenings from here on out.
I'm going to tell you this. Now, the next time your kids are driving you crazy or you just need, like, a break to yourself or, like, you want to, like, meditate or something, you need to put on the official webcam for the Loch Ness Monster because that's what this guy, Michael Ewan, says he was doing. He lives in Hong Kong, and things have been getting intense in Hong Kong lately, if you don't know. There's a lot of, like, violent protests.
Yeah, weekend protests.
Yeah, crazy. Going on. And so he was watching the webcam to, like, relax and de-stress from all the protests that were going on.
That is crazy. I wouldn't even think to, like...
How did you even know there's one?
Wow. All right. Yeah. Okay.
But, okay, so we're in August now. There have been 14 sightings of Nessie this year. Just this year.
Like legit sightings, like with photographic evidence?
There is like, gosh, I don't have the name of it, but there's like an organization that tracks the sightings. I guess they have some kind of criteria or whatever, but like there is like someone who's definitely keeping a tally. And one of the reasonings they think is because like it's getting warmer, you know, there's been a lot more environmental changes, so Nessie's like coming up more perhaps. Climate change. And so Michael Ewan in Hong Kong says, like, because he watches this feed, that he thinks that Nessie will be spotted again in the same location in the next few weeks. And so this is like the first time I think ever been like a sighting from China has ever been recorded, but people do have seen it online on the webcam and in person. You know, those are like the two most common ways people report sightings.
Right. Well, I feel like this could be like a huge marketing stunt from this like webcam page.
Oh. No, this is what it says at the very end of the story. Research carried out last year revealed that the mythical creature is worth £41 million a year to the Scottish economy. So people going there, supporting this. And this myth is like fueling their economy for sure, you know.
I would think, like, what else do you think of with Scotland? Braveheart and the Loch Ness Monster.
Exactly.
Golf.
Yeah,
well. Golf invented there. That's it. Three things.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely like their mascot. And then, like, of course, with all these, like, you know, weird things and just the rise in truthers, I guess, you know how we've been talking about the Area 51 raid that people are trying to organize. Someone is trying to, like, organize a mass search for the Loch Ness Monster on September 21st.
Oh, of this year?
Yes. And so 18,000 people have RSVP'd to go storm Loch Ness, and 38,000 people are interested in attending. And it's just like, why? Just like leave these mysteries alone. That's the fun of the mystery. Like, stop. You're going to go like ruin this lake for these Scottish people.
it's going to become like the most polluted lake in the world and like nothing can survive in it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, but also, why haven't people done this before?
Right, exactly, because, like, no one got them all riled up before people started thinking there was fake news. I don't know.
The Mirror is ruining everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that it's been spotted so much this year, I think, but, I mean, I was going to ask you, so of all the weird things that I like to report on, aliens and all that, the Loch Ness Monster has kind of always been the one that I was like, not super believe, because I don't think it would still be alive. It's been around forever. Like, what is this? Like, unless it's a weird dinosaur.
Well, like, that's the thing. It's like, is there only, like, one or two of them, and they keep, like, mm-hmm. you know, creating, but, like, not? Because then, like, is there caves underneath?
I don't know.
Like, what? At the bottom of this lock.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the event on the 21st of September, let us know what's at the bottom of the lock, please.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be, like, cave-like system.
I mean, yeah, because you don't see it all the time. It doesn't come up for air all the time.
Yeah. Unless it does just, like, at night, in the middle of the night.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, nocturnal. That would, you know, definitely be a reason why they don't see him that much, or her. I guess it's a her, right, Nessie?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so, like, there was another sighting.
Never swim in that lake.
Oh,
never.
Oh, no. It doesn't even look like that nice. I mean, from these pictures, but I'm sure it is.
It doesn't look that nice.
But, yeah, I was just going to say there's another sighting just earlier this month as well. So there's been two in this month, and it could, you know, again, go back to that the heat rise. But the other guy who saw him on the 3rd of August was in the parking lot. So he, like, physically saw him and took a picture, or her, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I imagine it was a pretty well, you know, traveled place. Like, tons of visitors stopping by every day.
I know. And I wonder if maybe, like, because Michael Ewan was in Hong Kong, like, the time difference, you know, he would be watching when, like, other people aren't watching and there aren't a lot of people there or something like that.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So, yeah, let us know. Do you believe in Loch Ness Monster? Is that, you know, have you ever been to Loch Ness? I would love to hear about that. If you have, let us know.
Yes, and I'm looking this up, like, literally tonight. I'm going to be watching the Loch Ness webcam. So thank you.
Next time you need to chill out, put on the Loch Ness webcam. But yeah, we did promise at the start of the show that we would talk about Nick Cage. So get ready. Do you want to tell the people what our BuzzFeed quiz is for this week?
Okay. So this was, if I'm not mistaken, chosen by your husband.
It was. He came across this. Yes.
So good. So this is choose your fave Nick Cage movies to reveal how you'll die. So, like, each one was like,
you just really smoothed over the die part.
How you'll die. No big deal. Everybody dies. It's cool. Calm down.
Yeah, go back and listen to the Death Doula episode, okay? We're cool with death.
It's cool. It happens to everyone. So it was basically like, which movie did you like better? Like, I don't know.
Con Air he was in. And the adaptation. Yeah. Like, stuff like that.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I don't have it open, so I can't remember.
I just remember. I love Wicker adaptation.
Con Air. I couldn't pick Wicker Man or Con Air. That'd be an impossible would you rather.
I've never seen Wicker Man. We have definitely been considering it lately. Wait. No, I've never
seen Wicker Man.
No.
No.
I know what it's all about and how bad it is. But
We're done here. This podcast is over. It will reconvene
once I've seen Wicker Man. Oh my god. Okay, I have homework.
I don't care if it costs $50. Take it out of our account.
It better not fucking cost $50. It's Nick Cage.
It's a gem. It's a gem. You have to see it.
Okay.
I am disgusted right now. Absolutely.
I feel like I failed you. In more ways than one.
You have. This whole time, I thought.
No.
For sure, you've seen Wicker Man.
No, I have not. I mean, like, I heard it was just awful. So then I put it off. But now, like, I need to see it for that reason, I feel like.
Right. Exactly. It is. It's more of a reason for you to see it. It's so bad. It's so good. Okay. So then apparently there were just like a couple different ways you could die, like in general.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually did it twice because I didn't like the cause of death I got the first time.
I liked mine only because of the picture it gave with the reasoning. So, okay, so if you redid it, you must have gotten a great way to die.
No, so, I mean, okay, so I will tell
what
you.
You're going to die.
The first one I got that I didn't like was by poison, and, like, I was going to start choking at a cafe. I guess like my drink had been poisoned and everyone was gonna ignore me, and then I was gonna like fall face first onto the table and die, and no one was gonna help me.
Oh my god,
is that awful?
That is so eerily like detailed.
Yes, and I think because like no one helps you, it makes it even sadder and worse. So that was the main reason I didn't do it. So I retook the quiz. This one's like more violent, but I do like one part of it. So I was like, okay. So I'm going to die in a burning house. So while I'm asleep. Oh
my God, that is like my number one fear.
Oh, it's terrifying.
That's like what I have nightmares about.
Yeah. So while I'm asleep, my house will catch on fire. Everyone in the house will get out. But you, unfortunately, are a very heavy sleeper. In your last moments, you were dreaming about a hot summer day. That might have been because of the fire, though. So I was like, well, if I'm just, like, dreaming, and maybe I'll just, you know, die of smoke inhalation or something, and that, you know, I'll already be gone by the time my body burns. I don't know. I want to be cremated anyways. It's like, kill two birds.
Two birds with one stone. Exactly. Oh, my God.
What that did is, you get? And they're so detailed.
Here. Yeah. Okay. I got You Will Die by Nicolas Cage himself.
No!
Yeah.
That is so perfect!
Why I thought the answer, like, this was the answer to every single one. Like, oh, with the Nick Cage quiz, of course, this is the answer that everybody got, but apparently not.
No!
So, I got, one day, Nicolas Cage will learn of your existence. He'll be filled with unknown rage as to why you even exist.
He's been listening to the podcast!
Nick will stop everything he's doing to make sure you never breathe again.
Oh my god!
So he has, like, the Kate rage.
Yeah!
And I have the Nick Cage. Yeah. Isn't that hysterical?
That is
I literally
hysterical.
Thought you were going to have the same answer, because I'm like, there's no way there's, like, multiple answers to this.
No. No. But yeah, I got the dark, Kate. Like, legit reasons I'm going to die.
Yeah. I should be so lucky, okay? I should be so lucky for the man, the myth, the legend. To kill me himself.
I mean, you want a red carpet event at your funeral. I feel like it's only fitting to be killed by Nick Cage then.
Yeah. Nikki's gonna be so jealous.
That is so funny.
She also love hate. Nick Cage.
I'm
yeah,
so happy you saved that as a surprise.
I know. I wanted to text you and be like, this is literally what everybody got, right? But no, I'm glad I didn't. Yep. So there you go. There you have it. It's decided.
Okay. Well, if you want to know how you'll die, which you probably don't. That link will be in our show notes, as well as links to all the stories that we talk about. And yeah, thanks for listening. I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week. We love you.
Yeah. Tell a friend. We love you.
And leave a review.
See you next week.
Bye.
Yes. Leave a review. Bye.
Oh.
Oh my God.